And another guy I have now that I really respect, Albert Hall, joins us, co-founder of the NBA Summer League. And we are ready July 5th through the 15th here in Vegas. It's my favorite event that brings families, kids together, the NBA, the league. It's a home run. Albert, good to talk to you again, my friend. How you been?
I've been great, JT. Good to hear you fired up and excited about season 15. And, you know, you've been a supporter of ours since the beginning. So we're excited to get out there. Season 15, can you imagine that?
I can, because I watched this from the beginning and you guys on the ground and how you built this up and how you've worked with the partnerships, and now we can tie that in with MGM and all your other properties, and how the sponsors came back happy, your partners were all thrilled by this, but especially the fan experience. Talk about how NBA Summer League interacts with all fans and all ages.
Yeah, it really is. There's something for everyone. I mean, the Summer League provides an opportunity for fans to really feel like they're an insider. You know, you've been out there. Everybody in Vegas who's been out there over the years has stories to tell about players that make their debut there. We always talk about Linsanity, and last year, you know, we'll have the number one versus number two pick each year. But really, it's a fan experience between the games, the up-close personal action. You never know who you're going to run into or see in the stands, which is great. You know, you got coaches and former All-Stars and, you know, current players there. And really what we do is we make it affordable for everybody. And, you know, autograph sessions each day, a $35 ticket. You can see up to 10 games in one day. And there's always great stories and storylines coming out of Summer League, and people want to be the ones that can say they saw it first.
And I love the fact that egos are checked at the door. Not only the players, but the staff, the trainers, the coaches, the former NBA legends. It seems like everybody shows up at the Thomas and Mack, and they walk back and forth through Cox, and they come, and everybody's happy. Everybody wants to be there. You're not pulling everybody's arm to be there and say, you have to be here for these 2 hours. Why does everybody understand this? It seems like the league, to the players, the developmental players, all understand they have to do this to grow the league.
Well, I think everybody realizes that there's a shot. You know, this is a shot for whether it's a young coach, whether it's a young player, whether it's a veteran bounce back player trying to get a shot, you know, or just the people around the game trying to make it better. This is really our kind of our summer session, our melting pot of ideas and innovation and competition, but in a fun and friendly environment. And I think over the years, as we implemented the playoff system, and now we have a tournament, you know, people want to win, and this is one of those where you can let your hair down a little bit, but still go for it without really risking a ton. You look at the Blazers, you know, last year they won the Summer League, and they're always competitive. You know, I think their free and easy mentality right now is showing through, and you know, we always like to pat ourselves on the back and say, oh, that always happened at Summer League. But it's a team like that, you know, they take it. They have nothing to lose. They develop their young guys. And then those guys carry it on into the regular season, and you see that come to life in the playoffs.
Albert Hall's our guest. We're talking about the NBA Summer League. Tickets will be available. We will tell you about it nonstop here on the Las Vegas Sports Network. I see that the Croatian and Chinese national teams will join all 30 NBA teams. How tough was that to put that deal together?
You know what? The Chinese team has been a part of Summer League for a number of years, whether they come out and send some of their top recruits. And last year, they actually played a few scrimmages behind the scenes. So obviously, there's a huge interest in the NBA in China. So getting them involved and creating a schedule that worked for everyone was something that the entire league embraced. And then Croatia is, you know, is always an up-and-coming young team. They won the World Championships last year, and Igor Kokoskov, you know, did a great job of coaching those guys. But what it is really opens up now kind of almost like a wild card spot for another team around the world each and every year. You know, as these developing countries of basketball, whether it be Spain, whether it be Russia, whether it be China, whomever, you know, now there's an opportunity to play for something, a little incentive to come out to Summer League. And, you know, not to mention the fan bases. Vegas is a melting pot of everybody from all over the globe. So we hope to get some fans out there to follow those teams.
You know, we just had the All-Star game with Team LeBron and Team Giannis, and I thought a great tweet you guys put out that had Damian Lillard, and he was in the Summer League in 2012. Then it's Clay and Ben Simmons and Harden and Durant. And then I go to Team Giannis, and seeing those players, you forget almost for a second. Kyle Lowry, D'Angelo Russell, Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry, Kemba Walker, Blake Griffin, who loves Vegas, Jokic, who's a great player, all came through the NBA Summer League. How proud are you of that?
Very proud. I mean, that's one of those things where you walk in, you see our kind of our wall of fame there with the guys that have taken an opportunity and really ran with it. You know, you look at a guy like Jimmy Butler, who came in second round pick, and you know, just said, "Hey, I'm not going to be denied." And you know, each year we have stories like that. And I was just kind of making some notes of the bounce back guys this year, who had a big following. You know, a guy like Mo Bamba, Wendell Carter, you know, Kevin Knox, Michael Porter Jr., who was once the number one player in the country. You know, these guys now look at Summer League as a really big shot. So you mentioned D'Angelo Russell. You know, that's a kid who's really near and dear to our heart because, you know, a lot of people wrote him off, but he put on a heck of a show at Summer League. So regardless of where you come from, where you're drafted, if you're a free agent, there's always a shot here and there's an opportunity, whether it's a Kent Bazemore or Jonathan Simmons or a guy like we haven't even mentioned yet, and we all know Zion is going to be, you know, yeah, let's see what he's got and going to be the star of the show.
Well, as a diehard Knicks fan, Albert Hall's our guest. Follow him at Hall Pass Media. The only way that my Knicks, and I love the team, but it's been a rough 20 years for me, and I'm believing in Durant, Kyrie, and Zion. My sons laugh at me. You've met my sons now. Now one's going off to college, and he goes, "Dad, it's not happening." I go, "Ping pong ball. I was there for Ewing in the ice-cold envelope. Now I need one of those heavyweight ping pong balls to come my way." How big is this Zion off-season into the draft lottery tomorrow night and where he ends up?
It's huge. I mean, and the reality is it's fantastic for the sport. There's no doubt. I mean, whether your team is still playing or your team was an early exit and in lottery bound in March, you know, there's always hope and optimism with the draft and with Summer League now. And a guy like that is a franchise changer. He's a culture changer. And, you know, when you talk about the growth of what we've done in Vegas, a guy like Zion, now we have the platforms to really show everybody what he's capable of at an early stage of his career, which is exciting. You know, you're talking about 140,000 fans in the stands throughout the run or 650 million views around the world. Now everybody can see this guy first and foremost right here in Vegas. And, you know, there's a number of young good stories. I think Ja Morant is a kid that really a lot of people are looking forward to seeing at the next level. You know, you start going down the list of second-round picks and guys that were superstars, you know, less than 18 months ago who are now fighting for their lives. Summer League provides that opportunity.
Wrapping up with Albert Hall, give some of our listeners locally here the best way. If we wanted to invite friends out to talk about how do you get the hotel rooms in advance, how much planning should go into this? Because there are people locally who are listening here that get it. They can drop off their kids, go to work. Their kids could be there all day. They can get an all-day ticket, pick them up, give them some money for lunch. All your concessions are affordable. And then there's a lot of events at the casino properties after the day of basketball that everybody can get involved with.
Yeah, no question. You've always been a big proponent, so we thank you for promoting that, JT. You know, tickets are really easy to get. Go on sale on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at nbatickets.com and unlvtickets.com. We keep the pricing very affordable. It's a $35 ticket plus fees for an adult, $25 for kids and seniors, and really that gets you up to 10 games in a day. Imagine that. I mean, it's the best ticket in sports, so tickets are not hard to come by. They will be difficult on certain days. We will sell out certain days, so I recommend buying in advance. We do offer reserve season tickets this year, so that's a new thing that we've added, so you can guarantee yourself a spot for regardless of when the games are. You have a reserve seat season ticket, and those are all available, again, NBA.com or UNLVtickets.com. And then at the hotels, you know, MGM Resorts has been a fantastic partner. All of their properties have discounted rates and a number of events going on nightly from starting on July 5th, Friday night, all the way through our championship night on the 15th. So we'll continue to post those at NBA.com and push those events out through social media. But our team does a fantastic job of really spreading the word, getting everybody involved. And the beauty of Summer League is, as you said, I mean, it's free parking, it's one ticket. You can drop your kid off or you can go be a hoop junkie, and there's something for everybody, and we welcome that, and it's a lot of fun. Everybody leaves with a smile on their face.
What did you think of that Kawhi make? In all your history of knowing these guys, what did you think?
What, four or five touches on the rim and then drops? I don't know if I've ever seen a game winner like that.
And it's incredible. It's the first time ever. Jordan did it in 89 in a game five over Elo. We remember that. Were you shocked that it's been that long since a decisive buzzer beater in a game seven, an elimination spot? I just assumed that Kobe might have did it or someone else. That is a rare moment in NBA history.
It really is. And I mean, the playoffs have been fantastic. There's been a lot of tight games each and every year. I mean, that Portland-Denver series, I was watching that four overtime game, and, you know, there were, I don't know how many big shots were made in that game. But, you know, a buzzer beater game seven just goes to show how hard it is to get to a game seven, right? That's the number one thing. And then you hit a game winner like that. He did it at home. I think the other one was on the road. So even more impressive.
Good to talk to you, my friend. We're thrilled that you started with us. We'll let everybody know about this. We got a pair of tickets to give out today and anything you need along the way. I'm proud of your success, and thanks for coming to us to promote the Summer League.
Likewise. Always appreciate the support, my friend. Appreciate the support.